He's not content with what was great yesterday. What was great last year is not great for him today. It's old news. He is resisting what we're giving him today. It's not enough. He believes in you. You don't have to believe in yourself. You just have to believe that he believes in you. Where he's taken us in our callings as a body cannot be done in your own strength anyway. Cannot be done in your own holiness and your own ability. Must be done by who you are in the Spirit. And who you are in the Spirit is who he made you. It's not made by hands. It's not made by man. It's made by him. You know this, so now walk in it. You know this, so now walk in it. You know this, so now worship in it. You know this, now minister in this. You are mine. I made you. Your past didn't make you. Your mistakes didn't make you. Your good works didn't make you. I made you. Never be intimidated. Never be afraid. Where we're going, the enemy will try to intimidate you and make you feel unworthy of where you are. Stop it right now. Who would say that my child is unworthy? That my work is undone? Imperfect? Who would say that? Not me, says the Lord. Not me. I would never say that of you. Not in a billion years would I say that of you. Take hold of who I made you. Take hold of my love for you, my courage for you. There's bravery in you that comes from me. There's strength in you that comes from me. There's joy in you that comes from me. Grab it, live in it, walk in it, worship in it, minister in it, and you will see great things that you never thought were possible. Doesn't come from the air. Doesn't come from the anointing. These things are in you. They're who you are. Be careful. What was glorious yesterday and last year, it's not acceptable for me this year. I know you could do more. I know you can. What's impossible in you today? What is it? Is it your body? Don't accept it anymore. Your finances? Don't accept it anymore.